You have to smile when you read the personnel lineup on their website under the heading, Los Lobos Still Is. Band members Luis Perez, David Hidalgo, Cesar Rosas, Conrad Lozano, and Steve Berlin have not changed in 35 years. Los Lobos is back on the road this summer, touring with another group of spring chickens, the Mavericks. The tour makes a stop in Huber Heights at the Rose Music Center on Tuesday, July 23rd. Good evening for Around Cincinnati. I'm Elaine Deal, and on the other end of the phone is the young one of the band, saxophonist, flutist, harmonica, melodica, percussionist, Steve Berlin. Steve, welcome. You were playing with the Blasters when you got the call to join Los Lobos. Did you have any idea when you joined the band in 1984 that it would be this long of a marriage?
No, it was never a call to join Los Lobos. It was funny. One day the Blasters were going north, Lobos were going east, and I got on the Lobos band, and that was that. It just kind of happened.
You're the last new member of the band, so you've only been there for, what, 35 years?
Oh, God, something like that.
This tour actually celebrating the 45th anniversary of the band. Really unheard of in the rough and tumble world of rock and roll. What do you think is the secret that keeps Los Lobos together?
Well, I would say I think we're all kind of like long-haul guys. You know, everybody's on their original marriages, and a lot of them are in original houses and stuff like that. So they're not people that are looking to change things for change for change's sake or trying to find a better deal down the line somewhere. So I think the people that we are is a part of it. And, you know, at this point, you know, it's a family. So, you know, we're stuck with each other, more or less.
Still having a great time playing music together on stage. And how about in the studio?
Yeah.
Any new stuff going on in the studio?
Believe it or not, we just started a new Christmas record, of all things. One of the few things we haven't done yet. So, we just started. Two songs in. So far, so good. So hopefully that'll be out somewhere around Thanksgiving.
Are they original tunes or standards?
No, it's all standards. It's all Latin. Not exactly like the La Pistola record. You know, a little bit, there'll be drums and percussion on some stuff. But it's all Latin Christmas songs.
Now, are you producing this one as well?
No. You know, it's group production. Everybody puts their 2 cents in.
You're out on the road this summer with the Mavericks. I imagine that's a little bit of fun. Do you guys play anything together on each other's sets?
No, unfortunately, I wish. Their shows, that's like a highly organized operation. You know, we just kind of get up there and flop around. But, you know, those guys, it's a full-on show. You know, it's like a Broadway show almost. Yeah, it hasn't happened yet. Not to say it won't happen, but none of us own clothes as nice as what those guys wear every night. So it would kind of look like the janitor wandered on stage for that to happen.
Well, you're offering a way for your fans to request songs via your website. Got any surprises coming through for requests?
It's always interesting to see like some of the past things that we've forgotten about over the years, because that happens. But hasn't been anything left field enough to merit, oh my God, this guy, it's all kind of like in and among the catalog or near it enough that hasn't really gone that way. But I will say that it is always fascinating to see the stuff that people like. It's a neat insight.
Yeah, the band has been around for 40-something years. Who comes to see Los Lobos now? Do you have multiple generations?
We do indeed. Yeah, it's always cool to see it
spread
out that way. So yeah, it's 3, I guess now 4, if we're going to be honest with each other, generations coming to see it. So that's always very gratifying. It's really gratifying to see parents bringing kids and, you know, not being dragged into it, kind of getting into it.
My guest is Steve Berlin, out on tour now with Los Lobos. That show coming to the Rose Music Center on July 23rd. Have you played Ohio before?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, we've been there quite a bit. I think the last one, if my memory's right, was the Dark Star Orchestra in Chillicothe, I think. It was a torrential downpour. I live in Oregon, so I've seen some rain. I've never seen rain like this. It literally looked like somebody's dumping a giant pail of water for about an hour. But nobody left. Everybody just sheltered in place, and you know, eventually it cleared, and it was amazing. To this day, I don't think I've ever seen it rain harder.
Well, you do a lot of projects besides Los Lobos. You were touring earlier this year with your old pal Dave Alvin in a new project.
Oh, God, not a new project. No, this actually predates everything. It's a band called the Flesh Eaters that I did before I even joined the Blasters in 1978, 79. So it was myself, Dave Alvin, John Doe, and Don Bonebrick from X, and Bill Bateman, also from the Blasters, along with a singer who calls himself Chris D. And we were playing Chris's song. So it was, you know, all of the firepower of X and the Blasters and Los Lobos, and neither John nor Dave sang a note. It's all Chris's material. So we did our first record in 78, and then we did our latest record last year. So 30 whatever years in between. And it came out, it was amazing. The tour was incredible. I love all those guys. I loved playing with them. And that band had never been to the East Coast, not the original Flesh Eater. So it was really gratifying to go to New York and Philly and Boston, places that the band had never been to. And, you know, people literally came out of the woodwork that for, you know, fans for all these years. It was really, really, really gratifying.
Well, and you're a super busy guy producing other people's music as well. What's the juggling act like to make time for these tours?
Well, you know, it's Lobos first, so everything kind of has to fit around it. And if Lobos is doing something, I just have to leave, you know, whatever I'm doing. But it's not as hard as you think. You know, these days, the records that I make anyway are, it takes as much time to do them as it takes to do them. But more often than not, we move quickly. So, for instance, like I just did last 3 weeks, I did two records, not finished yet, but about 70% on both of them. So it's, I don't know, I guess it's sort of the nature of how things are now. Like the days of spending a year or two in a record, at least in my world, are long gone. Now it's, we get in, do the work, and move on.
Yeah, and you're also really active. You mentioned that you live in Portland, and you're actively supporting businesses that are related to the music business. Can you talk a little bit about some of your work there?
I guess the main thing with that is a company called Air Hush that I work for. We're doing inflatable soundproofing, so it's roughly attached to my world. And that's kind of neat to live in the startup world. Every band is a startup of some nature. Like being in the actual startup world and going through all that, I'm going through all the stuff I go through with my band and my family and the bands I produce. It's been really interesting. It's a world I don't claim to know much about, but I'm learning.
This tour is coming to Huber Heights, Ohio, just a little bit north of Cincinnati on July 23rd. How long does the tour continue? Are you going out of the country? Or?
Well, we're never not on tour, but we don't stay out for particularly long. So, for instance, like that starts your show, and then we go right from Wisconsin to Switzerland, and we do a week in Europe, and we end in Italy somewhere, and then we fly back and do a couple shows in California. So that run will probably be about as long a run as we do all summer.
Are you guys able to write on the road?
No. For one thing, none of us have to write anything right now anyway, because we're doing an all-covers record. But along with the long-haul guys, they're also all of us, you know, maybe a little less so myself, are all the guys that did their homework the night before it was due. So if they had like a major paper to do, they'd start writing it at 10 o'clock on Sunday night if it was due Monday morning. That's kind of how they approach songwriting as well. They need the impending doom of a deadline to actually get motivated, which I can't say to the budding songwriters of the world out there to, that's a good way to do it, because it's really not a good way to do it, but that's how they do it.
Well, it sounds like you got plenty to keep yourself busy, and I really appreciate you taking a little bit of time to preview this show and give us a glimpse into Lobos' world. Next up, it's the Los Lobos Christmas album, due out hopefully in time for this year's holidays, and it's Los Lobos and the Mavericks on stage at the Rose Music Center on July 23rd. Steve, stay healthy and safe travels.
Thank you.
Rolling Stone magazine writes, "This is what happens when five guys create a magical sound and then stick together for 30-plus years to see how far it can take them." All About Jazz wrote, "The genius of Los Lobos resides in their innate ability to find the redemptive power of music no matter the style they choose to play." There's a whole lot of love and respect for one another apparent on stage, and on Tuesday, July 23rd, it will be on stage at the Rose Music Center in Huber Heights. Probably a little bit of dancing in the aisles going on that night. My guest has been Steve Berlin, the legendary producer and longtime sax, flute, and harmonica player with Los Lobos. For a link to Steve's music and details on the show, including the pre-show cookout, visit our website, wvxu.org. For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.